Let's look at the VFR arrivals. An aircraft arriving at an airfield VFR should establish RT contact with that airfield in plenty of time. This alerts other traffic in the vicinity and allows the controller time to plan his circuit to accept the incoming aircraft. Some units will have an approach control as well as a tower, and if this is the case, it is the approach frequency that the pilot should first call. If an ATIS frequency is operational, where the situation allows, the weather should be copied before first contact is made.
Cranfield Approach, Golf, Alpha, Bravo, Charlie, Delta. Golf, Charlie, Delta, Cranfield, pass your message. Golf, Charlie, Delta, AA5A, approaching Olney, VFR, 2,000 feet, QNH 1011, request rejoining instructions. Golf, Charlie, Delta, Roger, runway news 22, left-hand circuit, QFE 1001 millibars, contact the tower 123.2 for joining.
At this point, the pilot acknowledges the contact tower call and selects 1232 on his radio.
Cranfield Tower Golf, Alpha Bravo, Charlie Delta. I say again, Cranfield Tower Golf, Alpha Bravo, Charlie Delta. Golf Charlie Delta, Cranfield Tower, position right base, runway 22, QFE 1001. Golf Charlie Delta, Wilco, runway 22, QFE 1001.
And now a word on special VFR flights. A special VFR clearance is one offered by air traffic control in certain airspace which would otherwise require compliance to instrument flight rules. The pilot must observe the following. He must comply with all ATC instructions. He's responsible for his flight path remaining clear of cloud and obstructions. He must comply within the privileges of his license. He must observe the low flying rules with the exception of the 1500-foot rule. And he should avoid ATZs unless permission to cross has been received. Flight plan completion is not a requirement on a special VFR clearance, but the pilot is required to give the following information. Call sign, aircraft type, pilot's intentions, and the ETA at the entry point. If the pilot wishes his destination to be informed, then a flight plan is required. Pilots are normally instructed to fly not above a certain height, rather than at a specific height or altitude. Separation between two or more special VFR flights is not provided if flying in notified areas or routes where an individual clearance is not required. For example, the Denham entry-exit lane to the north of the London control zone. Direction finding. There are many airfields within the United Kingdom that offer VHF direction finding. The pilot transmits, and this transmission enables air traffic to detect where the transmission or the transmitting aircraft is located in relation to the airfield. VDF information will depend on several factors and is probably the least accurate of radio navigation aids in terms of establishing exact position. If the controller doubts the signal he is receiving, he may refuse to give the information requested. Pilots may request a QDM, a QDR, or a QTE. The QDM is the magnetic heading to be steered by the aircraft to the VDF station, assuming no wind. The QDR is the magnetic bearing of the aircraft from the station. A QTE is the true bearing of the aircraft from the station. If the controller considers it appropriate, he will give the VDF reply an accuracy classification. Class Alpha, plus or minus 2 degrees. Class Bravo, plus or minus 5 degrees. Class Charlie, plus or minus 10 degrees. And Class Delta, worse than plus or minus 10 degrees. VDF is especially useful when lost and can even be used during a letdown procedure to certain airfields with published VDF approaches. The pilot has to interpret the QDMs passed to him in order to maintain a specific track, and when safe to do so, descend to a specific minimum descent altitude. A request for VDF assistance is normally made as follows.
Standstill approach, Golf Mike November Alpha Lima, request Quebec Delta Mike, Golf Mike November Alpha Lima.
Note, the registration has been repeated in order to give the controller time to study the VDF readout.
Golf Mike November Alpha Lima, standstill approach, QDM 120 degrees, class Alpha. QDM 120 degrees Class Alpha, Golf Alpha Lima.
Or you can ask for a true bearing, a QTE.
True bearing, standard approach, Golf Mike November Alpha Lima, request true bearing, Golf Mike November Alpha Lima. Golf Mike November Alpha Lima, standard approach, true bearing, 300 degrees, Class Alpha.
During a VDF letdown, the pilot will continue, at sensible intervals, to transmit requests for DF in order to establish a mental picture of the aircraft's position relative to the required track. The QGH procedure. At certain airports, the controllers may be able to offer a QGH procedure. For this letdown, the controller has to interpret the VDF indications himself in order to give the pilot headings to steer to achieve a certain track. This is nowadays a very uncommon procedure within the UK and is not normally available at most airfields. Non-precision approaches. Both the NDB and VOR instrument approaches are pilot interpreted. Procedures whereby a pilot can fly a specific track to a runway or to a position from which an approach to land may be made. Some approaches will be associated with an outer marker or simply a radio beacon without a marker. Not all approaches will be protected by controlled airspace. Let's look at some typical radio telephony phraseology associated with an NDB approach.
Cranford approach, Golf Kilo India November Echo, 10 miles southwest of the Charlie India Tango, level flight level 70, request NDB approach. Golf November Echo, Roger, maintain flight level 70, route to the Charlie India Tango, no delay expected for your beacon approach. Golf November Echo, maintain flight level 70, Wilco.
The aircraft continues to fly towards the beacon and on reaching reports.
Golf November Echo, beacon outbound, flight level 70. Golf November Echo, Roger, descend to altitude 2,500 feet, QNH 1020. Golf November Echo, 2,500 feet, 1020.
The pilot complies with the instruction and on reaching the cleared level reports.
Golf November Echo, level 2,500 feet.
If the airfield is equipped with radar capable of reading transponder emissions, it is no longer necessary for the pilot to report level. The aircraft is then turned onto a final approach, and the pilot, at the completion of the turn, reports.
Golf November Echo, base turn complete.
The controller will then reply, assuming he's happy for the aircraft to commence descent.
November Echo, Roger. QFE 1002 millibars, descent in the procedure, report the beacon inbound.
The next call the pilot will make will be as his aircraft flies over the beacon. For the non-precision NDB or VOR approach, the call
Golf November Echo, beacon inbound
is made. The controller should then reply
November Echo, continue approach, report the airfield in sight.
Or, if the pilot's intentions are to go around, the controller will pass him his go-around instructions. An example of these would be
Golf November Echo, cleared for the low approach and go around, followed by the standard missed approach procedure, climbing to altitude 2,500 feet.
At the point the pilot has initiated the missed approach and is happy that the go-around initial actions have been completed safely, he will report
Golf November Echo, going around.
Let's now examine military aerodrome traffic zones, the MATs. Active military aerodromes in the United Kingdom are given a form of protection in the shape of a military aerodrome traffic zone, the MATs. Whilst aircraft may legally fly within a MATs, as long as they don't infringe the ATZ without permission, it is recommended procedure that all pilots intending to transit a MATs contact the MATs controller some 15 miles or 5 minutes flying time from the boundary, whichever is the sooner. A MATS call requiring transit permission should commence as follows.
Witten Radar, this is Golf Uniform Bravo Hotel Lima, request MATS penetration. Golf Hotel Lima, Witten Radar, pass your message.
The pilot should then pass the following information and in this order. 1. Aircraft call sign. 2. Aircraft type. 3. Present position. 4. Heading. 5. Altitude or flight level, and 6. Pilot's intentions. A typical reply would then be
Golf Uniform Bravo Hotel Lima, Beach King Air, position Poddington, altitude 2,000 feet, QNH 1020, request transit through the overhead, destination Coventry.
The pilot may be asked for an estimate for the zone boundary, or a position close to the zone boundary that is familiar to the controller. Occasionally, the pilot may be asked to set a zone QFE and adjust the aircraft's height to fly at the new level. Pilots are expected to obey all instructions given by controllers and to maintain a listening watch to the appropriate frequency whilst flying in the vicinity of the mats. Any change in heading or altitude should be given to the controller, such that safe separation can be maintained. And now a look at the Lower Airspace Radar Service, LARS. This is a service available to assist pilots when flying outside regulated airspace up to and including flight level 95. The service is not available everywhere, as the number of units available in the UK are in some areas limited. Nor is it a service that is the legal right for the pilot, as it is provided only at the discretion of the controller when his primary task loadings are not high. A LARS is normally only available within 30 miles of the nominated unit. There are two principal services available: Radar Advisory Service and Radar Information Service. Again, a pilot requiring such a service should advise the controller on first contact.
Luton Approach, Golf Bravo Foxtrot Lima X-ray, request Lower Airspace Radar Service. Golf Lima X-ray, Luton Approach, pass your message.
The pilot should then reply with the following information. Number 1. Call sign and type of aircraft. 2. Aircraft position. 3. Aircraft heading. 4. Aircraft level or band of levels that the pilot wishes to operate within. 5. Pilot's intention. And 6. The type of service required, i.e. a radar advisory service or radar information service. An example of a call would be as follows.
Golf Bravo Foxtrot Lima X-ray, AA5, 10 miles west of Luton, heading 170 degrees, altitude 2,000 feet, QNH 1001, general handling out of and back to Denham, requesting radar information service.
The pilot may then be asked to select a transponder code for identification. If the aircraft is not transponder equipped, it is unlikely that a service will be provided. Let's now discuss the differences between radar advisory and radar information service. This is important. Both services are air traffic radar services. Radar advisory will provide the pilot with advice necessary to keep a specific separation between participating aircraft. The controller will give the pilot bearings and distances, and if known, the levels of aircraft he sees on his radar screen that may possibly be in confliction. The controller will also advise the pilot what he should do in order to avoid collision. If time is short, the controller will give avoiding action first, followed then by information on the conflicting traffic. For a radar advisory service, the following parameters apply. 1. The service can be given under any flight rules, VFR or IFR, and in any weather condition. 2. The controller will assume that the pilot will accept radar vectors or level changes, which may in fact cause the aircraft to enter IMC. If pilots are not qualified to fly in IMC conditions, they should only accept a radar advisory service in weather conditions that would not prejudice the privileges of their license. 3. Should the pilot wish not to comply with the advisory avoiding action given by the controller, he must inform the controller and will thereafter become responsible for initiating his own avoiding action. 4. The pilot must tell the controller before he changes level or heading. 5. Conflicting traffic information will be given until the confliction is no longer. And 6. There is strictly no legal requirement whilst flying outside of aerodrome traffic zones or controlled airspace to comply with the instructions given. It is, after all, only advisory, but pilots will be assumed to be complying with these instructions unless they tell the controller otherwise. The Radar Information Service. In many ways, this is a diluted radar advisory service. In this service, the controller will provide only traffic information, including telling the pilot of conflicting traffic, their bearing, their distance, and if known, their level. However, the controller will not pass avoiding action. This is down to you, the pilot. For a radar information service, the following conditions apply. Again, the service may be requested in either VFR or IFR and in any weather conditions. The controller will continue to give information of conflicting traffic after his first report only if requested. If the controller feels that the conflicting traffic could still present a problem, he may, at his own instigation, continue to provide traffic information. The pilot must advise the controller again before changing level or heading. Should the controller feel, for whatever reason, he is unable to offer radar advisory service, he may offer radar information service instead. Finally, it is possible for radar information service to be upgraded to radar advisory service. And now a chat about flying in controlled airspace. It's unlikely that the majority of people who obtain the private pilot's license will ever have the need to enter controlled airspace. It is still a requirement, however, that all pilots qualifying for the radio telephony license are able successfully to converse with controllers who require their instructions to be understood and complied with to the letter. Let's look at some examples.
Speedbird 326, descend flight level 150, cross Trent flight level 180 or below.
Notice that the controller has not said descend to, omitting the word to in order to avoid a possible confusion with the number 2. Another example.
Golf India November, climb altitude 3,000 feet, QNH 1024.
When flying along an airway, pilots may from time to time be asked to make a specific position report. Such reports should include the position and the actual time of arrival, the level and the estimate for the next turning point. For example,
Golf November Yankee Daventry 2-4, level flight level 6-0, estimate SAPCO 3-2.
Position, time, level, estimate, PTLE. If a flight plan has not been filed on the ground before entry into controlled airspace, an airborne flight plan may be filed with the appropriate controller. At all times, RT should be kept brief and concise. Pilots wishing to leave airways may either be cleared to depart controlled airspace at a specific position on the airway or even by descent. For example,
Golf November Oscar Delta Echo may leave controlled airspace by descent. Report passing altitude 4,000 feet, QNH 1020.
There may be occasions when the path of your aircraft will cross an airway. In this circumstance, a request must be made to the appropriate air traffic service unit. For example,
Manchester Control, Golf Tango, India November Echo, request crossing of airway Alpha 6 at Denby.
The anticipated reply,
Golf November Echo, Roger. Manchester Control, pass your message. Golf November Echo, Piper Cherokee, 10 miles west of Denby, heading 090, flight level 90, IMC, request crossing clearance of airway at Denby, flight level 90, at time 1130.
If an aircraft is required to hold en route, the controller will pass holding instructions and what is known as an onward clearance time that the pilot can expect to leave the hold. Again, another example.
Golf Mike November, take up the hold at Daventry, flight level 90, onward clearance time 05.
The controller may also give an explanation or reason as for the delay. It is, of course, very important that you know how to use the radio in an emergency. There may come the day when the radio in your aircraft may help to save your life and perhaps the lives of others. It's vital that in such situations the RT is as correct as it possibly can be, given the circumstances that you find yourself in. In the United Kingdom, there are two distress and diversion sections located at the London and the Scottish Air Traffic Control Centres. These sections are run by RAF personnel who provide assistance to pilots on the international distress frequency, 121.5 MHz. This is a 24-hour service available to pilots flying within UK airspace who are experiencing one or more of the following: distress, urgent need of assistance, general difficulties, any of which could lead to a state of emergency. Pilots who wish to practice an emergency can call 1215, assuming no real emergency is occurring. But pilots are only allowed to perform a practice PAN call, more on this later, and not a practice Mayday. The main role for distress and diversion, or D&D, is to provide both the military and the civil pilot a position finding or fixing service. This service is achieved by a process known as auto-triangulation and is available over the majority of the country for aircraft flying above 2,000 feet. The controller is able to not only give the pilot his position, but also a range and a bearing from his closest airport, and a heading to steer if necessary to reach that airport. Pilots should also be aware that certain airfields maintain a listening watch to 1215 to offer assistance in the event of an emergency. North of 55 degrees north, emergency calls should be addressed to Scottish Centre. To the south, in an emergency, pilots should call London Centre. Don't worry if you're not sure who you're talking to. Someone will reply, whether it's with a Scottish accent or an English one. Always address your present radio station when you first suspect an emergency situation developing. This is the rule. If you have no success with this station, or that station feels that they will be less help than the D&D station, then without delay, dial up 1215. Once two-way communication has been established with 1215, pilots are not permitted to leave that frequency without first advising the controller. Golden rule number one. If at any stage of one's flight one suspects a critical problem arising, pilots are encouraged to seek assistance from 1215. Don't leave it until it's too late. It's here that good RT comes into its own. Be as clear and as concise as you can be in your call. If you're already receiving assistance from a unit before transferring frequency to 1215, do not change the SSR code previously assigned to you. If the aircraft is in a clear state of emergency and the pilot has not been requested to select another code, he should immediately select the emergency code of 7700 with mode Charlie if equipped. This selection should immediately alert all controllers monitoring their radar screen, and in particular the emergency controller at the London or Scottish Centre. Other emergency squawks include 7500 for hijack and 7600 for radio failure. There are two specific recognised states of emergency: distress and urgency. How are these defined? Distress, which will require a mayday call, is a situation where the aircraft or the persons within that aircraft are threatened by serious and imminent danger and therefore require immediate assistance. Urgency is a lesser situation concerning the safety of the aircraft or of some person on board or within sight of the aircraft, but which does not require immediate assistance. The distress or emergency call. When faced with an emergency situation, it's most improbable that the average pilot, and even the not-so-average pilot, will be word-perfect on the radio. For ease of interpretation, it's clearly preferable for the pilot to be as accurate as he can be when making an emergency call. There is a certain minimum content that the emergency call should have, and if possible, the message should follow a set order. The mayday call. The call should always be initiated with the words, "Mayday, mayday, mayday," followed by the name of the station you are calling, the aircraft call sign, the nature of the emergency, the intention of the pilot in command, the position of the aircraft, the level or altitude, and the heading. Remember the mnemonic RIPLH. Rest in peace, Louis Hoy. Reason, intention, position, level, heading. RIPLH. Whilst there is no further ICAO requirement for the mayday call, if time permits, add the pilot's qualifications and any other useful information, such as how many people are there on board, what's the fuel state. If a pilot is particularly inexperienced, he is invited to prefix his call sign with the word TYRO, to indicate low experience. This will prevent the controller issuing over-complex clearances that the pilot may not be able to comply with. Let's tune in now to 1215 and listen out for our mayday call.
Mayday, mayday, mayday. Luton approach, Golf Alpha Whiskey, Mike November. Engine failure. Intend forced landing. Position, Cheddington, disused airfield. Level, altitude, 3,000 feet. Heading 140 degrees, PPL, two persons on board.
The call is then acknowledged.
Golf Alpha Whiskey Mike November, Luton approach, Roger Mayday. Surface wind at Luton 220 degrees at 14 knots. We will alert the local services.
An urgency, as opposed to an emergency call, requires the same content, but the first words spoken are pan pan, pan pan, pan pan, followed by the message. If no response has been heard from Luton, the pilot should immediately change to, in this case, London Centre on 121.5. If two-way communication is difficult, the pilot can adopt what is known as the speechless code, using his transmit button to blip his message. One short blip means yes or an acknowledgement. Two short blips means no. Three short blips means say again. Four short blips means request homing. One long blip means manoeuvre complete. And one long followed by two short and one long blip means my aircraft has developed another emergency. Well, we've had a word about practice emergencies, and don't think that the London Centre controllers can only be spoken to in an emergency. It is, as we've said, possible to practice an urgency call, i.e. a PAN call, but not a Mayday call. Firstly, do listen out, though, before transmitting on 1215. The last thing you want to do is to interrupt a real call. And always prefix your call with the word practice. For example,
practice PAN, practice PAN, practice PAN, PAN PAN, PAN PAN, PAN PAN, London Centre, this is Golf Alpha Foxtrot Tango Romeo, request practice PAN.
The controller will then indicate his acceptance or otherwise of your practice PAN.
Golf Alpha Foxtrot Tango Romeo, this is London Centre, continue with practice PAN.
Assuming the controller has given his permission, the call can be made. But do not use the word PAN again in the transmission, and do not select 7700 on the transponder unless instructed by ATC. Finally, a word about relaying emergency messages. If a pilot should hear an emergency call that he feels has not been replied to, or that he may in some way offer assistance to, he can relay an emergency message, making it clear that he's not the aircraft in peril.
Mayday, Mayday, Mayday. Luton Approach, this is Golf Alpha Whiskey Mike November. Have intercepted a Mayday call from Golf Alpha Whiskey Foxtrot Romeo. Engine failure. Intending forced landing over Cheddington, 3,000 feet, heading 140 degrees. Golf Alpha Whiskey Mike November, Luton Approach. Roger, your relayed Mayday from Golf Alpha Whiskey Foxtrot Romeo.
Should a pilot hear a series of emergency transmissions between aircraft and ground, he should appreciate that they have priority and should maintain radio silence unless he is invited to offer assistance of some kind. It may be that the controller positively announces,
all stations, Luton Approach, stop transmitting, Mayday.
Or the controller may instruct all other aircraft to contact him on a different frequency.
Mayday, Golf Alpha Whiskey Foxtrot Romeo. All other aircraft contact Luton on frequency 128.75. Out.
When the emergency is complete, the pilot should advise the controller.
Luton Approach, Golf Foxtrot Romeo. Cancel Mayday. Engine restarted, returning to Denham.
The controller will formally cancel the Mayday call.
All stations, Luton Approach. Mayday traffic ended. Mayday traffic ended. Luton out.
A word now on essential aerodrome information. The Aeronautical Mobile Service provides pilots with meteorological information in the form of forecasts, warnings and results. When broadcast, they can be in the form of a volmet or simply ground transmissions to pilots. For instance, a pilot may request of his destination the latest weather.
Cabay 03, Roger. The surface wind 180 degrees at 10 knots. Visibility 25 kilometres. Present weather nil. Scattered 2,000 feet. Broken 4,000 feet. Temperature plus 8. Dew point plus 2. QNH 1008. Runway news 22.
The pilot acknowledges the runway and the aerodrome pressure.
Cabay 03, Roger. QNH 1008. Runway 22.
The Volmet. There are certain aerodromes whose weather is permanently broadcast on what are known as Volmet frequencies. These are normally the larger aerodromes or airports which can accommodate commercial traffic. The weather is always broadcast in the following order. 1. Aerodrome identification. This is London Heathrow. 2. Surface wind. 3. Visibility. 4. If applicable, the runway visual range, or RVR. 5. Weather. 6. Cloud. 7. Temperature. 8. Dew point. 9. QNH. And 10. If relevant, the trend of the weather. If the word snowclow is used, this indicates that the aerodrome is not fit for takeoffs or landings due to heavy snow. Volmet is always reported in English, thank heavens. When runway visual range is reported, the letters RVR are transmitted, followed by the runway and the visibility. For example,
RVR runway 23, 600 metres.
Poor runway surface conditions may also be passed to pilots with such descriptions as damp, wet, water patches, or even the word flooded, being used to describe the amount of water on the runway. It may even be possible for the braking action to be reported. Certain airports, again the busier, may also have an automatic terminal information service, abbreviated ATIS. On a separate frequency, the ATIS is broadcast giving essential aerodrome as well as meteorological information, thereby relieving the controllers from unnecessary RT on the main frequency. ATIS broadcasts can be both arrival and departure information, or only departure information due to lack of transmitter strength. A departure ATIS only may be tuned in on the ground but not in the air. ATIS broadcasts will be given a consecutively coded letter from the phonetic alphabet. For example,
this is Bournemouth Information Bravo.
Followed by 1. Time of weather report, 2. The actual weather report, 3. Runway in use, and 4. Any relevant information regarding the serviceability or otherwise of the airfield, navigation aids, taxiways or runway surfaces. ATIS reports do not normally include QFEs or runway visual ranges. If the weather is changing rapidly, the ATIS message may advise pilots to contact air traffic control for the latest information. An ATIS will not report cloud bases above 10,000 feet. For airfields equipped with a departure ATIS, it is now a requirement for the pilot to read back the pressure setting he has set on his primary altimeter prior to taxi. This is a confirmation for air traffic control that the correct setting is being used. Stansted Tower, Golf, Charlie Delta, taxiing for runway 23, QNH 1022 set. Flight handling. Wake turbulence. If ATC suspect wake turbulence, it's their responsibility to warn the following aircraft. Normally, air traffic will instruct the following aircraft to position himself in such a way that the minimum space criteria are met. If the following aircraft is flying VFR, separation is his responsibility. A typical call might be as follows.
Golf, Mike India Sierra Charlie, caution wake vortex. The recommended spacing is 4 miles.
Similarly, if wind shear is expected, air traffic will warn an aircraft approaching. Example.
Golf, Mike November. An arriving Boeing 767 reported severe wind shear at 400 feet with airspeed loss of 30 knots.
In the event of an air miss in flight to an extent that the pilot feels his aircraft was endangered by the proximity of another aircraft, a report should be filed on the radio to the appropriate aerodrome traffic service unit that is in communication with the aircraft. In any event, a further written report must be made after the aircraft has landed. The pilot's report should start with the words air miss report and include the following items: call sign, SSR code, position of air miss, aircraft heading, flight level, altitude or height, altimeter setting, aircraft attitude, if it was climbing, level, descending or turning, weather conditions, date and time, description of the other aircraft if possible, and first sighting distance and details of flight paths of reporting and of the reported aircraft. Pilots are restricted to the transmissions that they can make. These transmissions are divided into flight regularity and flight safety messages. Flight regularity relates to the routine operation of the aircraft, whereas flight safety relates to the safe operation of the aircraft whilst in flight and includes weather information of concern to that aircraft. We're now going to look at an example of the radio telephony used on an IFR flight as opposed to a VFR flight. In the oral test that is set by the Civil Aviation Authority, a mixture of both VFR calls and IFR calls will be required. Student pilots should appreciate that the oral test may be sat either in an approved synthetic trainer or on the flight test, be it a general flight test for the PPL or a navigation flight test. If, during that test, the examiner is happy with the standard of RT used, the oral test will not be required. But if the RT is unsatisfactory, or perhaps this is a license conversion, the oral test will be given, and it's the examiner's responsibility to ensure the candidate's RT is to a reasonable and safe standard. Let's now look at a typical VFR flight. The registration of the aircraft is Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha, and the flight is taking place from a mythical aerodrome called Shorten to Hoysville. For a VFR departure, engine start permission is not normally required. This does not always apply to helicopters, by the way. So, off we go.
Shorten Tower, Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha, radio check 123.2. Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha, Shorten Tower, readability 5. Shorten Tower, Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha, AA5B, request departure information. Golf Bravo Alpha, departure runway 27, surface wind 280 degrees, 10 knots. QNH 1010, QFE 1001. Runway 27, QNH 1010, QFE 1001, Golf Bravo Alpha. Shorten Tower, Golf Bravo Alpha, north side hangars, request taxi, VFR flight to Hoysville. Golf Bravo Alpha, roger, taxi holding point Bravo, runway 27, QNH 1010. Holding point Bravo, runway 27, Golf Bravo Alpha.
The aircraft then taxis to the holding point, completes the power checks and pre-takeoff checks, and is now in a position that it's ready for takeoff.
Golf Bravo Alpha, holding point Bravo, ready for departure. Golf Bravo Alpha, line up and wait, runway 27. Line up and wait, runway 27, Golf Bravo Alpha.
The aircraft then lines up on the runway centerline, holds position, and awaits further instructions.
Golf Bravo Alpha, clear for takeoff, runway 27, surface wind calm. Golf Bravo Alpha, clear takeoff.
In order to avoid confusion on the radio, pilots should note that the word departure is used in their request for takeoff permission, and not the word takeoff. If a pilot requests a specific turn or climb to a specific altitude on a VFR departure, air traffic will use the word approved rather than cleared. Do note also that the full departure instruction should be read back to air traffic. If in any doubt as to the instructions given, request that they be repeated. The aircraft becomes airborne, and at a safe height, air traffic instructs the aircraft to change frequency.
Golf Bravo Alpha, contact Shorten Approach now, frequency 122.85. Shorten Approach 12285, Golf Bravo Alpha. Shortened approach, Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha, airborne runway 27, departing VFR, climbing to altitude 2,000 feet, QNH 1010, en route, Hoysville. Golf Bravo Alpha, roger. Report reaching 2,000 feet, remain VFR. Golf Bravo Alpha, Walker. Golf Bravo Alpha, reaching altitude 2,000 feet. Golf Bravo Alpha, roger. Report leaving the frequency. Golf Bravo Alpha, Walker. Golf Bravo Alpha, changing frequency now to Marston on frequency 124.65. Golf Bravo Alpha, roger, the Portland QNH 1005 millibars, frequency change approved.
Do note how important it is to advise the frequency that you're speaking to the next frequency you intend to talk to.
Marston information, Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha requests flight information service. Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha, Marston information, pass your message. Marston Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha is an AA5B 6 miles east of Shorten, level 2,000 feet, heading 090, VFR, destination Hoysville. Golf Bravo Alpha, roger, flight information service. Golf Bravo Alpha, flight information service, maintaining altitude to 2,000 feet.
The pilot is beginning now to approach an area where he knows a radar service is available. He then advises Marston that he wishes to contact this new frequency.
Marston information, Golf Bravo Alpha requests frequency change to Luton approach for lower airspace radar service. Golf Bravo Alpha, frequency change approved. Regional QNH 1006 millibars. Contact Luton now, frequency 12955. Luton approach 12955, Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha. Luton approach, Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha, request lower airspace radar service. Golf Bravo Alpha, Luton, pass your message. Luton, Golf Bravo Alpha, AA5B, 12 miles north of Luton, heading 090, 2000 feet, QNH 1006 millibars, VFR, request radar information service, en route, Hoysville. Golf Bravo Alpha, roger, squawk 4626. Squawk 4626, Golf Bravo Alpha.
Several seconds go by whilst the controller establishes the aircraft's position on the radar screen.
Golf Bravo Alpha, you are identified 12 miles north of Luton, radar information service. Luton approach, radar information service, Golf Bravo Alpha.
The controller notes another aircraft approaching Golf Bravo Alpha and advises him.
Golf Bravo Alpha, you have traffic in your right, 2 o'clock, passing left to right, altitude unknown. Golf Bravo Alpha, looking for traffic. Golf Bravo Alpha, you are now approaching the edge of my authorised radar cover, and your track will take you through the western mats. Suggest you contact them now, frequency 124.5. Radar service terminated, squawk 7000. Radar service terminated, squawking 7000. Contacting western frequency 124.5, Golf Bravo Alpha. Western mats, this is Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha, request mats penetration. Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha, Western Mats, pass your message. Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha is an AA5B, 15 miles west of Western, heading 090, altitude 2,000 feet, QNH 1006, en route, Hoysville. Golf Bravo Alpha, roger, set the Western QFE, 1001 millibars, adjust to height 2,000 feet on that setting. Report entering and leaving the Western Mats. Golf Bravo Alpha, roger, QFE 1001, descending to altitude 2,000 feet. Golf Bravo Alpha, entering the Western Mats. Golf Bravo Alpha, roger, maintain VFR and report leaving. Golf Bravo Alpha, leaving the Western Mats. Golf Bravo Alpha, we have no traffic to affect you. Regional QNH 1006 millibars. Suggest you contact Hoysville now, frequency 122.2. 122.2, Hoysville, Golf Bravo Alpha. Hoysville approach, this is Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha inbound. Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha, Hoysville approach, pass your message. Golf Delta Charlie Bravo Alpha is an AA5B 12 miles west of Hoysville, altitude 2,000 feet, QNH 1006 requesting joining information. Golf Bravo Alpha, Hoysville approach, runway news is 22, QFE 1001, report overhead. Golf Bravo Alpha, runway 22, QFE 1001.
The normal procedure for an overhead join is to position the aircraft overhead the field, normally at least 1,000 feet above the circuit height. Different airfields may have slightly different procedures. The aircraft reports.
Golf Bravo Alpha, overhead. Golf Bravo Alpha, roger, descend to circuit height, dead side.
The aircraft then positions to the dead side of the active runway and descends to circuit height.
Golf Bravo Alpha, report downwind. Golf Bravo Alpha, Wilco.
Once at circuit height, the aircraft turns crosswind and then downwind, and once abeam the upwind end of the runway reports...
Golf Bravo Alpha downwind. Golf Bravo Alpha, roger. Number 2 to final, report ready to turn base leg. Golf Bravo Alpha, OK. Golf Bravo Alpha, ready to turn base. Golf Bravo Alpha, roger. Turn base now, report finals. Golf Bravo Alpha, OK. Golf Bravo Alpha, final. Golf Bravo Alpha, roger, continue approach. Golf Bravo Alpha, continue approach. Golf Bravo Alpha, you're now cleared to land runway 22, surface wind 250 degrees at 10 knots. Golf Bravo Alpha, clear to land.
Not all airfields, of course, can offer landing clearances. The ability of the controller to offer such a clearance will depend on his qualifications and the airfield status. If the airfield offers an air-ground service only, the controller will tell the pilot that he may land at his discretion, together with a surface wind. Landing at one's discretion implies the aircraft commander must make up his own mind as to whether or not he feels it's safe to land. Let's now examine an IFR flight from Cranfield to Stansted. We'll use the aircraft registration Golf Echo Echo November Yankee, a Grumman Cougar. A flight plan has been filed and the crew are on board the aircraft completing their pre-start checks. Before the engines are started, the ATIS is copied. The pilot tunes in 12187 and receives and copies the weather. The weather copied, the pilot requests a radio check on the ground frequency. At some of the larger airports, this is called a delivery frequency. At Cranfield, there is no specific ground or delivery frequency.
Cranfield Tower, Golf, Echo, Echo, November, Yankee, request radio check 123.2. Golf, Echo, Echo, November, Yankee, radio check readability 5. Golf, Echo, Echo, November, Yankee, stand 2-4, information Bravo received, request startup. Golf, November, Yankee, startup approved.
Note that the word approved is used rather than cleared. The aircraft requests taxi as for the VFR flight, arrives at the holding point and requests his airways clearance.
Golf, November, Yankee, request airways clearance. Golf, November, Yankee, your clearance is on request.
This means that the clearance, although requested from the airways controllers, has not yet been issued.
Golf November Yankee is cleared to London Stansted, joining control airspace 12 miles east of Daventry, flight level 70, flight plan route, squawk 4626, and contact London frequency 121.02.
The pilot then reads back his clearance.
Cleared to London Stansted, flight plan route, control airspace 12 miles east of Daventry, flight level 70, squawk 4626, London frequency 121.02, Golf Echo Echo November Yankee. Golf November Yankee, read back correct, report ready for departure. Golf November Yankee, Walker. Okay.
The pilot completes his last-minute checks, selects the necessary radio frequencies, and advises air traffic that he's ready for departure.
Golf November Yankee, ready for departure. Golf November Yankee, after departure, to follow the standard Woburn 1 Whiskey departure, climbing flight level 70. Golf November Yankee, follow the standard Woburn 1 Whiskey departure, climbing flight level 70. Golf November Yankee, that's correct. You are clear for takeoff, surface wind calm. November Yankee, clear for takeoff.
Please note the following important points. The pilot advises ready for departure and not for takeoff. Any instruction relating to the runway should be read back in full. A pilot may be asked to line up or to line up and wait. If line up and wait is used, a reason for the delay will be given. The words takeoff will only be used when an aircraft is actually cleared for takeoff. All takeoff clearances must be read back. The word clear is restricted to ATC clearances. Departure and approach instructions and takeoff and landing clearances. If in doubt, copy the air traffic controller's words verbatim. If you're not sure what was meant by the instruction, ask the controller to say again. Once airborne, and before the aircraft is passed to London Control.
Golf November Yankee was airborne at 2-2, contact Cranfield approach, 12285. 122.85, Golf November Yankee. Cranfield approach, Golf Echo Echo November Yankee, passing 2,000 feet, squawking 4626. Golf November Yankee, roger, report passing altitude 3,000 feet. Golf November Yankee, passing altitude 3,000 feet. Golf November Yankee, roger, contact London now, frequency 121.02. 121.02, Golf November Yankee.
The pilot changes frequency and listens out before transmitting to avoid interrupting another pilot's call.
London Golf Echo Echo November Yankee, squawking 4626, passing altitude 3,600 feet. Golf Echo Echo November Yankee, roger, squawk ident. Golf November Yankee, squawk ident.
This causes the blip on the controller's radar screen to become more identifiable, and the controller reports...
Golf November Yankee identified on departure from Cranfield, report reaching flight level 70. Report reaching flight level 70, Golf November Yankee. Golf November Yankee, reaching flight level 70. Golf November Yankee, roger, maintain. Golf November Yankee, Wilco.
If the pilot is required to give a position report, it should be given in the standard format: aircraft identification, position, time, level, and next position and estimate, PTLE.
Golf November Yankee, Daventry 24, flight level 70, SAPCO 43. Golf November Yankee, roger.
For reports relating to heights, altitudes or levels, the words that may be used include climb, descend, passing, reaching and leaving. The words cleared or re-cleared may not be used.
Golf November Yankee, request descent. Golf November Yankee, roger, descend flight level 40 to cross SAPCO flight level 50 or below. Golf November Yankee, descending flight level 40, cross SAPCO flight level 50 or below. Golf November Yankee, report your passing level. Golf November Yankee, passing flight level 55.
The flight continues, and the pilot is asked to take up the hold at the Stansted beacon.
Golf November Yankee, route direct the Sierra Alpha November now. Contact Stansted frequency 125.55. Direct the Sierra Alpha November, Stansted 125.55. Golf November Yankee.
Shortly before, the pilot has obtained the ATIS from Stansted on his second radio.
This is Stansted information, Romeo. Timed at 1450. 250 degrees, 15 knots. 15 kilometres, rain. Broken 800 feet. Temperature 13, dew point 12, QNH 1015 millibars, landing runway 23. Stansted ground frequency is closed. Pilot's report information Romeo received on first contact with Stansted approach on frequency 125.55. Stansted approach, this is Golf Echo Echo November Yankee. Information Romeo received. Golf Echo Echo November Yankee, roger. Change the squawk now to 4625 with ident. Golf Echo Echo November Yankee, squawk 4625 with ident. Golf November Yankee identified, descent altitude 3000 feet, QNH 1015. 3000 feet, 1015, Golf November Yankee. Golf November Yankee, report taking up the hold at the Sierra Alpha November. Golf November Yankee, Wilco. Golf November Yankee, taking up the hold 3000 feet, QNH. Golf November Yankee, roger, next time over the beacon you'll be cleared outbound ILS approach, report the beacon outbound. Golf November Yankee, Wilco. Golf November Yankee, beacon outbound. Golf November Yankee, roger, descend in the procedure, report the localizer established. Golf November Yankee, descend in the procedure, Wilco. Golf November Yankee, localizer established. Golf November Yankee, roger, QFE 9998 millibars, descent with the ILS, report 4DME. Golf November Yankee, QFE 998, Wilco. Golf November Yankee, 4DME. Golf November Yankee, roger. Clear to land runway 23, surface wind 250 degrees at 15 knots. Golf November Yankee, clear to land.
Certain airfields still have marker installations, and pilots may be requested to report the marker or outer marker inbound. If a pilot is flying an ADF approach, he may be asked to report the beacon inbound, and when established, report base turn complete. If the aircraft has been vectored onto the approach, the RT may sound like this.
Aeroflot 252, turn left now, heading 200 degrees. 200 degrees, Aeroflot 252. Aeroflot 252, closing the ILS localizer from the right, report established. 252, localizer established. Aeroflot 252, report leaving altitude 2,000 feet. Aeroflot 252, will go. Aeroflot 252 leaving 2,000 feet. Aeroflot 252, thank you. Clear to land runway 23, the surface wind 180 degrees, 10 knots. Aeroflot 252, clear to land.
Note the pilot is not required to read back the wind. When the wind is particularly strong or gusty, the controller may pass the pilot wind information without requiring any acknowledgement.
152, surface wind 180 degrees at 30 knots. No need to acknowledge. 195 degrees, gusting 42 knots.
Once the aircraft has landed, he may be required to report when the runway is vacated.
Aeroflot 252, vacate next right. Vacate next right, Aeroflot 252. Aeroflot 252, runway vacated.
Note, the pilot uses the word vacated and not clear runway. Finally, we're going to have a word about collision avoidance systems, ACAS or TCAS as it's now known. Collision avoidance systems are aircraft-carried detector systems able to detect the proximity of other aircraft, airborne collision. The ACAS equipment detects the emissions from the transponders of other aircraft in the vicinity of the main aircraft in order to assess the risk of potential collision and consequently warn the pilot. The system is designed to operate independently of the ground-based systems which are used by air traffic services for the prevention of collisions. The warning is known as a traffic advisory, or TA, and is based on the time to an assumed collision unless action is taken. This time will allow the pilot to take the appropriate avoiding action, known as resolution advisory, or RA. The more common term for this equipment in the United Kingdom is TCAS. Clearly, when a pilot reacts to a TCAS command, he may or may not have sufficient time to warn air traffic. Such a manoeuvre in Class A, B or C airspace, or in Class D or E airspace under IFR at night, would be in breach of Rule 31 of the Air Navigation Order. However, any action taken by a commander to avert imminent danger is considered legal, and acting in accordance with a resolution advisory will be deemed lawful. Pilots are expected to react immediately to a resolution advisory. Avoiding action should be the minimum necessary, of course, to avoid confliction. Pilots should report TCAS manoeuvres as follows.
Speedbird 34 Alpha, TCAS climb. Speedbird 34 Alpha, roger. Speedbird 34 Alpha, TCAS descent. Speedbird 34 Alpha, roger.
And once the possible confliction has gone,
Speedbird 34 Alpha, TCAS clear of conflict, returning to flight level 140. Speedbird 34 Alpha, roger.
It is the responsibility of the pilot to report a TCAS manoeuvre even if it wasn't possible to alert the controller at the time resolution advisory had been received.
Speedbird 34 Alpha, TCAS climb, clear of conflict, flight level 140, resumed. Speedbird 34 Alpha, roger.
Should a controller give a clearance that because of a resolution advisory the pilot is unable to comply with, the pilot must advise the controller.
Speedbird 34 Alpha, unable to comply, TCAS resolution advisory. Speedbird 34 Alpha, roger.
Standard TCAS RTF phraseology has been agreed internationally and recommended for adoption by ICAO to ensure wherever possible that pilots and controllers have a clear mutual understanding of the progression of a TCAS manoeuvre and to provide the means to indicate the point at which the responsibility for the separation of aircraft directly affected by the manoeuvre is transferred from the controller to the pilot and at the completion of the manoeuvre back from the pilot back to the controller. For the last few minutes of this tape, here's 20 typical questions you may find yourself being asked on the written paper. Question 1. How accurate is a Class Alpha VDF bearing? Plus or minus 2 degrees. 2. What is meant by QDR? The QDR is the magnetic bearing of the aircraft from the station. 3. What does the word Roger mean? Answer: I have received all of your last transmission. 4. What is a broadcast? A broadcast is a transmission of information relating to air navigation that is not addressed to a specific station or stations. 5. How would you abbreviate the call sign Cab Air Golf Bravo Golf Oscar November? Answer: Cab Air Oscar November. 6. What is the correct transponder code for radio failure? Answer: 7600. 7. What's the correct way of transmitting the altitude 25,000 feet? Answer, 25,000 feet. 8. What is the readability scale for? Answer, scale 4 is readable. On initial contact with a MATS controller, the pilot of an aircraft should transmit what? Answer, the ground station call sign, the aircraft call sign, followed by the request. 10. What does the word Wilco mean? Wilco means that you've received the last message, understood it, and will comply with it. 11. Simulated emergency incidents can be practiced on 1215. Is this true? Yes, it is, but only with the permission of the emergency controller. 12. When can you make the long final report? Answer, when the aircraft is between 4 and 8 miles and is straight in on final approach. 13. Call out a practice mayday call. Don't forget the mnemonic RIPLH. Reason, intention, position, level and heading. 14. What is the emergency VHF frequency? Answer, 121 decimal 5. 15. At a busy airport, you are told by air traffic to vacate the active runway on which you've just landed, but you have a double blowout, 2 flat tyres. What would you say to the controller?
Golf Novem Bianchi, unable to comply, 2 flat tyres.
16. The magnetic heading to steer to reach a VDF station is called, and the answer is, a QDM. 17. When is the phrase takeoff used? Answer, only when the aircraft is cleared for takeoff. 18. When is the word over used? Answer, my transmission is ended and I expect a response from you. Over is not used that often these days. 19. How would you define urgency? Answer, a condition concerning the safety of an aircraft, vehicle or a person on board or within sight which requires assistance. And finally, question 20. The correct way of transmitting the altitude 2,500 feet is what? Answer, 2,500 feet. Well, thank you for listening to these tapes. I hope they prove useful to you. And remember, they can always be played again to help your revision. I look forward to hearing your voice on the radio waves.